Next week, Seattle City Council will vote whether or not to regulate and charge dockless bike companies. You know, the Lime Bikes, OFO, Spin. We're not the first city to want to limit the sidewalk spread. Last month, Dallas passed a law to regulate their bike shares. The companies are now required to have a permit, and the city of Dallas now charges those companies about $20 per bike per year. Seattle's regulation could be similar. We'll talk about that. First, let's find out what's happened since Dallas did its thing. My guest is Robert Wolanski, city columnist and reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome back, Robert.
A real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine. The last time we spoke, I remember you telling us about that it was the Wild West when it came to bike shares in Dallas, and now your city is doing some permitting. And what effect has that had?
Well, it's been interesting. I would say the city council passed the regulations on July 27th, their last meeting before they went on summer vacation. And in the last month, we've seen OFO leave Dallas. As I'm sure you know, OFO is leaving most of the markets they're in, many of the countries they're in. I believe they're only going to stay in New York, Seattle, and San Diego at this point. And Spin has also pulled out of Dallas, except for the couple of college campuses they're on. But Spin, it appears, is transitioning into the dockless scooter business, the electric scooters.
I've noticed more and more electric bikes here in Seattle. It seems like electric might be the way. I can understand in Dallas it must be pretty. It must be a little friendlier to be on something electric than be riding a bike in 100 degrees.
Well, let's put it this way. It isn't 79 degrees here today. In fact, I dare say it hasn't been 79 degrees here in about 3 or 4 weeks, and even that's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll bet.
I was very skeptical of the electric scooters. But I have to say, when I ride them, at least I don't feel like I'm leaking sweat when I'm on those.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, pedaling here 2 blocks, you've lost your water weight for the week.
Yes, I've taken to carrying multiple undershirts. I got one on my desk at work and all that kind of stuff. And this ain't Dallas. What about OFO, though? This is a Chinese company, right? Why did they say that they're leaving Dallas?
Well, they say they left Dallas for the same reason they're leaving many of the markets they're in. It's simply not proving to be a profitable business. Which I think is interesting, given the fact that earlier this year they got about $800 million more in capital. So they are well-funded, but it appears that OFO is going the way of Spin, and even Lime, I dare say. Lime certainly has the electric scooters. I think the electric scooter and somewhere down the line the electric bicycle is going to be the future of this dockless shared transportation. Certainly here. I would say that since those transportation regulations were passed, and again, it is $808 for the permit, and $21 per bicycle. When those regulations were passed, OFO was the only company to complain about them. They said they were exorbitant fees and they were going to run them out of the market. But obviously in the last couple of weeks, we saw that they were going to leave many, many markets. So I don't think those fees necessarily had something to do with them leaving Dallas. I simply think that there were 5 companies that came here since August. They competed for what was a fairly small market at this particular moment because we don't have, as I think I said last time, we don't have very good bicycle infrastructure here. We only have some 30, 40 miles of bike lanes, and most of those are shared lanes. There's only a handful of real protected bike lanes here.
Well, we do build protected bike lanes here, but we fight about it a lot, too.
Yeah, here we just fight about not building them.
Right. Robert, stay with us just a moment, because we have here in the studio next to me is David Gutman of the Seattle Times, transportation reporter who's following the bike share system here. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So how would you compare? We just heard from Robert about Dallas, where it was the Wild West, but now it's an $800 permit. It's $20 a bike per year. What is Seattle considering, and how would it compare to Dallas, the way we would treat our bike shares?
Well, what Dallas just set up looks a lot like what it's been like in Seattle for the last year, where mm-hmm. we've been operating under this pilot permit with pretty modest fees and not too much enforcement. Next week, the city council is going to vote on what would be more of a permanent program, which would more than triple the fees. It would be about $50 a bike, and Seattle wants to have 4 companies here, each of which would pay $250,000 a year to operate, and each of them would be allowed to have 5,000 bikes, so a total of 20,000 bikes in the city.
$250,000 a year just to operate compared with an $800 permit in Dallas.
Well, you've got to also include the per bike fee in Dallas, which is $20
instead of 50.
It's likely to be 50 here.
Mm-hmm.
And That would mean 20,000 bikes in the city, which is about twice as many as we have right now. We've had about 10,000, give or take, for the last 6 months or so. And the city would use that new revenue to monitor the system and also hopefully set up 150 to 200 kind of bike corrals, new bike parking spots around the city.
Yeah, bike parking is a big thing. How is Seattle going to deal with the complaints that whether there's some people just say, oh, it's visual clutter. And some people say, hey, I'm trying to get where I'm going. You know, this isn't even legal. This hasn't passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can't have bikes everywhere.
Well, the visual clutter complaint, I think there's not going to be done much to address that. If these bikes are going to be here, you're going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
The parking, they are going to try to address that. So Seattle did kind of a cursory evaluation earlier this year of the system and found that somewhere around 75 or 80% of the bikes are properly parked. Another maybe 15% of the bikes are improperly parked, but it's not a huge issue. They're not totally blocking the sidewalk. And then they found about 5% are blocking the sidewalk or blocking a curb ramp, which is a big issue. And so what the plan now is they're going to set some sort of benchmark, something less than that 5%, maybe 4% or 3%. And they say they're going to do semi-annual audits of each company to make sure less than that number of bikes are improperly parked. And if the company exceeds that number, there'll be punishments. They'll have to take bikes off the street or potentially fines, but more likely they'll have to take some of their bikes off the street.
Robert, is Dallas talking about bike corrals or docks or otherwise reining in the bikes lying hither and thither issue?
There are some bike corrals that have been put in by a downtown organization, Downtown Dallas Inc. did some bike corrals. The regulations say you can't keep bikes, you can't park a bike on a sidewalk that's narrower than 8 feet. The companies have a couple of hours when a call is placed to 311 by a complaint to come get the bikes and so forth. But yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is we've simply seen the number of bikes drop precipitously in the last month to the point where that visual clutter issue, which was so prevalent here several months ago, has almost vanished. In fact, I dare say that I don't see many bikes downtown these days at all. You see a lot of the scooters, but you really don't see the bikes, and those scooters take up significantly less space, and they're collected every night because they need to be charged. So the clutter we saw here really has diminished significantly, I would say, in the last month alone.
David, do you expect bike share diminishment in Seattle?
Well, the city wants to double the number of bikes that we have right now. I think a lot of it will...
Would that be a general permit that could be a bike or a scooter?
No, scooters aren't coming just yet. The city wants to kind of get bike share under its belt first before they let scooters in. Whether, you know, we actually have 20,000 bikes, I think a lot of that will depend on the companies. If they decide it's profitable, OFO, you know, they left Dallas. It's unclear if they're going to stay here. They also spoke out publicly objecting to these proposed raised permit fees here. And I wouldn't be shocked if they end up leaving the city, although SDOT, the Seattle Department of Transportation, said that in their discussions with bike share companies, they've had 5 to 10 companies who are at least interested in coming here.
Well, David, you heard Robert tell you how attractive a scooter, an electric vehicle, is in the Dallas heat. You could say the same about Seattle Hills, I suppose.
You could absolutely say the same about Seattle Hills. I wouldn't mind scooting around on a scooter.
Any questions for one another before we let you go as we compare notes? A couple of city journalists talking bike shares in the city. Dallas there and Seattle here.
Well, I'm fascinated. Do you think that Seattle will be, 20,000 bikes in Dallas, we were swamped. Do you think Seattle can handle 20,000 bikes?
I mean, it's a big city. It's 80-some square miles. Obviously, the bikes will congregate in certain places. These companies are going to have to be vigilant about spreading them out, kind of recirculating them.
And they tend to wind up at the bottom of hills.
They wind up at the bottom of hills. One of the companies that wants to come here is Jump, which is owned by Uber, and they're an all-electric bike fleet. So the more electric bikes are out there, the less likely they are all to end up at the bottom of hills.
Mm-hmm.
Ours ended up at the bottom of lakes here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's that, too.
And, 20,000 is a lot of bikes, but how many cars are parked on city streets? A lot more than that, and each one takes up a lot more room than each bike. It's just we're a lot more used to seeing cars parked everywhere.
Is there a lot? Are there a lot of electric bikes in Seattle at the moment, or are they still mostly the manual?
They're still mostly manual. I'd say of the 10,000 we have in the city, probably somewhere around 2,000 are electric, but that's just a kind of ballpark guess.
See, we have none here, and I think that is going to be an interesting situation if, in fact, Ofo decides to go to e-bikes or go all scooter, the way that Spin appears to be going all scooter. I think electric bikes is going to be the ultimate sort of future, the best of both worlds for people here.
I wouldn't disagree, although I think scooters might be as well, and they're not coming here yet, but who knows what will happen down the road.
Robert,
are they illegal in Seattle? Because they were illegal here until June 27th. And the fact is, you got to remember, in Dallas, the scooters are only on a six-month pilot, so the council may come back in 6 months or 5 months now and go, hey, we don't like these because there's been reports of people having accidents. The electric scooter here is still sort of, its future is a bit tenuous at the moment.
Sure. They're not, privately owned electric scooters are not illegal, but the city has basically told all these companies, hey, don't drop 1,000 scooters on our street. You're not permitted to do that until we set up some sort of program, and the city is not in the process of doing that right now.
And yeah, we do have extra trouble with electric assisted vehicles on the sidewalks. You already have people walking on the sidewalks dealing with bicycles, and why aren't you on the street? And I think that ramps up when people are zooming around on electric stuff.
Well, that's been our problem here, and the fact is city ordinance actually disallows, by law, electric vehicles on public sidewalks or roadways. So the fact is they're operating now, sort of, the ordinance has sort of been lifted, but the fact is it may go back into effect in 5 months. So it's not simply these private companies, but it's anybody with an electric scooter. They simply have been illegal here for a very long time.
I'll get a final word from David Gutman in a moment. Robert Wolanski, city columnist, reporter for the Dallas Morning News, figuring out bike shares just like we are. Robert, thanks. Good to talk with you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
David Gutman, Seattle Times transportation reporter. Any final word on bike shares and scooters and e-assists?
I think it's just going to be interesting to see if people keep using them and if these companies can actually turn a profit. I'm very dubious that any of them are profitable right now. It's only a dollar to ride these bikes, and they all have huge outside funding, but we'll see.
Well, their hope, I assume, is to get you hooked with a dollar a ride, and then that's going to go up, and they could certainly justify it with the permit fees.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Guess so.
We'll see. Yeah, and what kind of advertising can they get out of this? The funding model is a mystery. I'd really like to see how that works out. David, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
David Gutman, Seattle Times, there talking about the regulation of dockless bikes, Dallas's experience, and a preview of what might happen here in Seattle. We'll be back with the record in just a moment.